like your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Good people, how y'all doing today? January 25th, 2024, the Playmakers in the building for a quick edition of Shooting Lights Up because, ladies and gentlemen, the game of the year in both men and women basketball takes place tonight down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Because on the women's side, it's number one going against number nine. That's all we're talking about right here, right now, on this short edition of Shooting Lights Up. So I'm not going to take too much of your time to jump right into it. It's all about the women's basketball. And it's all about one game, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about one game. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ESPN, number one in undefeated South Carolina, taking the trip down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to take on number nine and the reigning, defending, undisputed national champions, the LSU Tigers. Pete Maverick Assembly Center will be rocking and rolling down in the New Orleans. That's why I say Baton Rouge. Oh, it's going to be great. Ladies and gentlemen, College Game Day officially makes their return with, you know, Eric Duncan, Holly Rowe, Adrian Carter, Carolyn Peck, and Rebecca Lobo will be in the Pete Maverick Center tonight, live 1 hour before the game to get you ready for this game of the year matchup in both men and women college basketball, because the ladies are killing the game right now. The men on the other side, nobody want to be in the top 10, but that's talk for another show, okay? It's all about South Carolina and LSU. 3K. 3K. Ticket prices, 3K. When was the last time have you ever heard a women's basketball game being up 1,000? Be in the thousands, by the way. Caitlin Clark out here doing her thing with Iowa, so every game she go to, it is sold out, okay? Angel Reese got herself together. She's back with the team. They on the road. They did take an L to Auburn about a couple of weeks ago, so we know about that. South Carolina is South Carolina, okay? They dominate. They just beating everybody, okay? They don't even matter where you're at, who you got. They just beating everybody, okay? They just stumping everybody down. I got some numbers for you that I'm going to get into. But $3K, $3,000 to see this game live. That's crazy. If y'all don't think women's basketball is on the upcoming, that should prove it right there. $3,000. And that's from Bleacher Report. Okay, let's know that Bleacher Report is telling you $3,000 to get to the game. $3,000 women's basketball is on the uprising. And the funny thing is, it's LSU who got the star power and not South Carolina, but they got one hell of a coach. I did say I got some numbers for you. So, number one, South Carolina, number nine, LSU 17-0 versus 18-2. Points per game, LSU is number one at 91.7. But South Carolina's fourth at 90.8. Opponents' points per game. South Carolina's number one at 52.1. You cannot score on this team. LSU is ranked 114th at 61.5. So you saying LSU gives up close to 10 more points than South Carolina a game. That's basically what you're saying. And they only score not even 1 point more than South Carolina a game. Assists per game, 19.9 for South Carolina. That's ranked 6th. LSU is ranked 27 at 17.8. Okay. Rebounds per game, the number one team in the land is the number one team in the land, the South Carolina Gamecocks at 48.6, number one. And then third at 47.3 is the ninth ranked and defending champion LSU Tigers. Point differential, 1 and 2. South Carolina's one at 38.6. LSU is ranked second at 30.2. Meaning South Carolina is beating teams by an average of 8.4 points per game better than LSU. That's almost a double digit. South Carolina is dominating. You see, the key stat that we like to look at in basketball, points per game or points per game, which is defense, rebounds, assists. They literally damn near in the top five and they're the last one of them. LSU, on the other hand, they got some work because they give up a lot more points to LSU than South Carolina. They don't share the ball as much as South Carolina, but they do get on them glasses, and especially when you got Andrew Reed, who's a double-double machine, okay? It's going to be a fascinating game, okay? You have the star power of coaches between Don Staley and Kim Mulkey. Matter of fact, the last two coaches who won national championships, okay? 2 years ago, it was Don Staley in South Carolina. They tried to go back-to-back, but they fell short to Iowa. And then Iowa got taken out by Kim Mulkey and the LSU Tigers last year. So your last two national champions of coaches are right here on this screen, Don Staley and Kim Mulkey. They won that last year down in South Carolina. And the LSU Tigers learned that there was levels to being a champion where they had to go against Aaliyah Boston and company. Okay? But the star power is on the LSU side this time. Aaliyah Boston's in the WNBA. Yeah, you got a, you know, you got some familiar names, you know, but not star names. So when you look at LSU, you see a Floyd Johnson, a Angel Reese, a Haley Van Lick on the team. The name power is more on the LSU side this go around. But Don Staley is one hell of a coach. She's going to have them girls rocking and rolling in Baton Rouge. They're going to be ready for this game, okay? If I was to go back and show you the games for South Carolina 17 games that they won all over, I guarantee you not even 25% of them was close games. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, not that I said it, let me look at this. They played 17 games, right? Let's go to the beginning. They smoked Notre Dame. They smoked Maryland. They smoked Clemson. They smoked South Dakota State. They smoked Missouri Valley. Their first close game was against North Carolina, 7.1. That's one. That's one out of six in the month of November. Let's go to December. They had another tough game. They had another close game, but they won by 16 over Duke. 16. Smoke Morgan State. Won by 9 over 11-ranked Utah. All right, that's two close games. They smoke Presbyterian. Smoke Bowling Green. Smoke Eastern East Carolina. So that's three games out of 12 right now. They smacked my Lady Gators. They smacked Mississippi State. They smacked Missouri. They smacked Kentucky. They smacked Texas A&M. So three games out of the 17 they played in South Carolina were single digits. Literally single digits. They have smacked everybody else. Literally smacked everybody else. They've been smacking people around left and right. I mean, come on. They won. You talking? This is conference play. Let's go into conference play. Conference play. They played five conference games. They beat Florida by 23. They beat Mississippi State by 19. They beat Missouri by 24. They beat the Brees of Kentucky by 62. And they just got done whooping on Texas A&M back on the 21st. And they beat them by 35 points. That brings it to another thing. They haven't played since Sunday. It is Thursday. This means these girls are real rested. They had Monday off. They had Tuesday off. They had Wednesday off. They had 3 days off to get ready for LSU. LSU!
And LSU, on the other hand, they got two losses on their belt. That opening off that we all were shocked about when they played against Colorado out in Vegas shocked the world. They had their loss with Angel Reese and them, but they handled business against Queens, Missouri Valley State, Kent State, Southeast Louisiana, Texas Southern, Niagara. 3-point win over Virginia. A dominating win over 9th-ranked Virginia Tech. That was in November. Now we're in the month of December. The dominate Louisiana, dominate East, dominate on Northwestern State, dominate Copeland State, dominate JU. That's December. Now we get to January. 20-point win over Missouri. 11-point win over Ole Miss. And that's a very good game. That's a very good Ole Miss team over there, by the way. Don't get it twisted. Ole Miss is coming. Texas A&M beat them by 17. They took that L to Auburn on the 14th of this month. Came back. They beat Alabama by 20. And they darn near scored 100 against Arkansas. So, and that was on the 21st. So both teams last played was on Sunday, the 21st. Both teams had 3 days off. So both teams are healthy. Both teams are ready to rock and roll. There's no excuses in this one. But, man, Kim Mulkey, Don Staley, two Hall of Famers. Oh, trust me, Kim Mulkey and Don Staley will both be Hall of Famers. We're talking both two-time champions. Kim Mulkey got her first one with Baylor when she had Brittany Griner. And then the last year with Angel Reese and LSU. Don Staley got both of hers with South Carolina. She got both of hers in a three-year span. She won one, didn't make it, came back and won again. She almost made it 3 out of 4, but Clayton Carter-Niagara has something to say about it. And this year, they are rocking and rolling. You got your battle. You got Angel Reese in the inside. Okay. Angel Reese going to go. Let me get this correct here. So it's going to be interesting because, you know, the battle on the inside is going to be very interesting when you got Cardoza going against Reese. So that's going to be an interesting battle between them two at the center position, you know. But here's where my matchup is at. This is in the guard play. The senior transfer from Louisville for LSU, Haley Van Lent, going against the senior guard of the South Carolina Gamecocks, Popo, Pow Pow. Okay, this is going to be an interesting matchup because when I look at it, Pow Pow is averaging 12.5 points per game, shooting 54% from the field. That's very good. Okay. Very good. Very good statistic. She's giving you 4 assists a game. She's shooting 55, almost 56% from 3 and 81% from the free throw line. So you're good with the ball in her hands, okay? She's going to put points on the board if she needs to. And she's going to have to in this game because inside pass is going to be what it is between Cardoza and Reese. You know that. Now, LSU do got Johnson, Flo Johnson. I'm not dissing her. But the last time I brought you a Shooting Lights Out episode, the way I ended it, I had a flagrant foul in my zone number 11 in LSU colors. That would be Haley Van Lent, okay? Because she's the senior guard of this team, okay? All right? We need her to step up. This is the time to step up, okay? Johnson doing her thing, you know, 13 points per game, shooting close to 50% from the field, okay, giving you 31% from three, about 75% from the line. We get that with Johnson. Murrow, another person you want to look out for if you're South Carolina, 18 points per game, shooting close to 50% from the field, not very shooting very well from three, 82%. But Haley Van Lent is the senior guard. She transferred from Louisville to come to LSU. You're giving me 11.6 points per game. You're giving me 4.5 assists a game. You're shooting 41% from the field. Need a little bit more. You're shooting 39% from the three-point line, 72% from the trailing strike. If LSU wants to go back-to-back and get a big statement win tonight, Haley Van Lent needs to be part of the game. Haley Van Lent's name needs to be mentioned quite often in this game tonight because that's going to offset what Mrs. Pow Pow can do for South Carolina. And don't get it wrong. That South Carolina team shares the ball. I just showed you. They're in the top 10 of sharing the ball. Top 10. Okay. They're averaging close to, I think, 20 assists a game. Let me go back to the slide. Please. Let me show you to you. They ranked 6th at 19.9
assists. Mm-hmm. Piper's gonna get her shots. Can Haley Van Litt turn back to Louisville, Lady Haley Van Litt, to cope with Angel Reese? Because a win for the LSU Tigers tonight over number one South Carolina, that's a huge statement saying South Carolina still South Carolina. Y'all might be dominant, but we here. We are the reigning defending national champions, not you guys. Don't care that y'all number one. We had a couple of slip-ups ourselves, but we getting the ship right. And the one way to do it, knock off the number one team in the land. Do something that no team has done in 17 tries. Because LSU needs this win. LSU needs this one. They need this one. Okay? When they went against them last year up in Columbia, that's when they had to learn. Then they learned their way into a national championship. You already learned it. Put it on display tonight. In your backyard, on your home court in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. LSU, this is your moment. This is your time to do what you got to do to knock off South Carolina. And Haley Van Litt has to be a part of that game. Because if she's not a part of that game, LSU might suffer their third loss of the season. And this one, more than the Colorado loss, would be more devastating. Because you already know, that's the team that you got to beat. That's the team that you got to go through in the Southeastern Conference to be that team. Because remember, South Carolina is the reigning defending Southeastern Conference champion. LSU is the national champion. And if LSU and if South Carolina knows that they did what they needed to do against cutting the clock, it'd have been LSU versus South Carolina. And I don't think LSU would have beat South Carolina in that championship game. Make your mark tonight, ladies. And Haley Van Litt, I'm watching for you tonight. I need you to start becoming the guard that I know that you was at Louisville, to come with Angel Reese, to make it known to the world that, yeah, the LSU team that y'all looking for is here and begins tonight against South Carolina. Because if not, Dawn State going to take a stranglehold of this conference yet again. And don't get it twisted. She's on a mission. Dawn State is not playing. Remember, they are beating teams up by almost 39 points a game. 39 points a game. I mean, you ain't touching them. Let's see what happens tonight. 8 p.m. Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Number one versus number nine. Good luck, ladies. Let's see who comes out on top. Is it Dawn Staley and the Gamecocks or Monkey and the Tigers? Enjoy the game. I will catch y'all later next time. And trust me, there's a lot to go around, especially in the men's college basketball. But until then.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, got to get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen?
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.